Like the Godfather. All right, excited to be back at home this week. Another divisional opponent coming in. Good football team, a lot of talent in all three phases. You know, we see a lot of challenges, so busy at work with our preparation. Getting ourselves ready to go Sunday. So, questions.
What do you think has enabled Andy over his career to have his team so ready to go after the bye? 15-2 coming off.
Good time off. Time off well spent. Yeah, I think. We all like to put together a plan and come out of our byes and play good football. And he's done a good job of that.
I heard an NFL analyst this week, national guy, say that the success of Derek Carr this season is the right coach at the right time. How much credence would you give that statement?
I'm not really concerned with statements that are out there. I mean, for us, it's about just kind of going through the process of preparing each week and understanding the challenges that are in front of us, and then getting our team to go out and play well and do enough to win. And we come back each week and we say, okay, these are things we can do better. These are the things we did well, and just try and grow as we go forward. So, for me as a coach, I look at everything and analyze decision making and look at the whole league, see trends and things like that. So we study it, work situations, and situational awareness. And then for our quarterback, that's what we ask him to do. Do his job, work his process, get himself ready, play as well as he's capable of. So I think, to me, I'm more on staying on track with doing those things and less on trying to answer, how a guy feels, whether it's good or bad.
After the game, a lot of the guys said, hey, we're 4-1 right now, but we still haven't played our best football. How encouraging is that to know that you guys still have to put it all together, but you are 4-1?
Yeah, I mean, it's great to be, after 5 games, 4-1, and have a share of first place. I think as we look at ourselves and we're honest with ourselves, I think we see a lot of things that we can do better, that we need to do better as we go forward. So I think that's a healthy perspective for us to have, And so I'm happy with that because, anything short of that would be unrealistic.
Jack, after the game, who was the same thing that's bothering him most, is the lack of communication, guys not telling each other what they're saying.
Yeah.
Are you seeing the same thing, and are you surprised that that's still an issue? Is that something that you maybe have expected with all the new faces in there? What are you seeing in terms of the communication?
Well, what I would say is, I would say that until you eliminate those things, you have those issues. Communication is so critical to what we do. And being able to share information so that if I'm going to count on you to do what you need to do, you and I being on the same page is imperative, right? So I think that's a great place to start. I think the next place to start is then once you know your assignment, have your eyes where they belong, and they're really basic fundamentals that we have to do better, and we will. So I think for anybody that's expressing, a sense of frustration or maybe agitation, I think so long as that goes back into what can I do individually myself to make sure that I'm doing all I can and doing my job, because that's really where it starts. What can happen is when teams start talking about how they're going to fix things, we don't need a lot of people with a lot of answers. The answer is really simple. We need one thing to occur. We need great communication. We need our eyes where they belong. And we need each man doing his job, and it's really that simple.
Is the communication on the field in between the plays? Is it in the huddle, guys just talking on the sidelines? Is it pretty? Or
yeah.
All encompassing?
No, it's really, to not get delved too deeply into this topic, I would just say the ability to communicate and be on the same page is imperative to play good defense. And that's just where you start. And then we get into the shedding blocks and tackling and proper leveraging and all the other basic fundamentals of playing good defense. And we believe in our ability to teach. We believe in the guys we have, and we believe that we're all in it together. And so you hang on to all those things and you keep working, and things will get better in a hurry.
How does trust factor into that too, then, Jack? Because if a guy believes that he's doing his own job, he's got to trust that the guy next to him is doing their job too.
That's right. That's right. It's trust, and then you build confidence, and then it starts snowballing in a positive direction.
Marcus Peters is an aggressive player and he makes a lot of plays. Do you look at that matchup as trying to maybe be selectively aggressive going after him, but also making sure that you don't let him make too much of an impact on the game?
Yeah, I mean, to me, I look at him, I say, really good football player, you know, grew up here locally. You know, we liked him coming out in the draft, and, you know, he's done a great job. So he's one of many good players on their defense and on their football team, and certainly you need to know what you're doing when you're going his way.
You guys all set?
Kansas City, they have what's called Raider Week, of course, the Raiders coming up, and you've grown up a Raiders fan, you remember how intense the rivalry was. Do you still carry that with you?
I don't carry a lot about Ed Podolak or, you know, any of those greats. You know, Lenny Dawson. I don't think about any of those guys. I'm thinking about all the Raiders.
Well, the heated rivalry the Raiders have.
There have been some great games over the years, yeah. So I think for it to be a really good rivalry, I think both teams have to have success. And so we're looking forward to having some success because that's what our part is to have some success, do well, play a good game against a good team.
You were a Chief for a little bit, though. Do you remember it being, and again, it was a long time ago, but was it that amped up for Raider Week when you were there?
I love the silver and black.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it.